is riding on this football game. So there's a special intensity, a special urgency. Here come the Volunteers. Wherever you listen throughout the world, it's football time in Tennessee.
Tennessee, the Vol Navy's making waves, and it's orange they bleed. Vol Nation's tailgating and the raring to go. Yeah, when Nealon gets to rocking, it's a hell of a show. And man, you won't believe that roar when the boys find the checker.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Vols Deep podcast. Episode 6 officially underway. Wish that pigskin went through the uprights. Then Josh Heupel is the greatest coach in the country right now, right?
Yep.
What do you do?
I mean,
didn't happen, you know. We're not doubting anything. We ain't questioning anything. We're not hurting. Josh Heupel's is simply the greatest coach in the country if we make that kick. But unfortunately, that's not the case. 24 hours later, Georgia gets lucky for the ninth year in a row.
Lucky is the word, Coles. For 59 minutes and 53 seconds, we was going to win that game. And then somehow we snatched a defeat out of the jaws of victory because it was right there for the taking. And not to quote a coach, but we let them off the hook. And it sucked. It sucked. There's no other way to put it. It sucked. Do we have to talk about it?
We do.
If drinking don't kill
me. I've done enough drinking before the game.
Her memory.
George Jones. It's a good day for some sad country. This is our news and notes segment presented by our great friends at Freedom Motors. Second year sponsor of the Vols Deep podcast, and we recommend as many people as we possibly can to go there and get your new ride from Chris Looper at Freedom Motors. Great people, great business, and we look forward to telling you more about them throughout the show. What are your positive thoughts about last night's game? And to be perfectly clear, this is not Butch Jones' mindset. Even though I've heard much louder Butch Jones crowds at Neyland Stadium, we're not talking moral victories.
We're not five-star hearts here.
Yeah, almost is not good enough. We're the University of Tennessee. For me, it's simply that Tennessee closed that gap in 2020, 44-21 loss. 2021, 41-17. 2022, 27-13. And 2023, 38-10. 2024, 31-17. And last night, of course, 44-41 overtime loss. Obviously, Josh Heupel had the worst possible roster when he got here. He was down like negative 45 scholarship players. So the roster difference has been crazy. Honestly, it's still far off as far as rosters. But it's good to know that the gap has closed. And that's my biggest positive.
The first thing I'm going to say is to any negative person out there that's calling for Josh Heupel's head, for him to be fired over this game, I don't know what y'all are watching because some people are saying that we got out-coached. We didn't get out-coached. We didn't get out-coached.
No.
We out-coached Georgia for, again, 59 minutes and 53 seconds. It was in that game with a less talented roster, let's be honest about it, than Georgia, less stars on a roster. We were right there, just so close. Guys, I celebrated our kick went through because I was confident Max Gilbert was going to make it. I thought it went through from my vantage point. I'm up in PP. We all jumped up and down, and about 15 seconds later, realized, oh, shit, it didn't go through. But the positives, our offense is back. Our receivers look tremendous. I don't know too many drop balls. Quarterback's throwing passes on dimes. Got a lot to work on defense.
I'll say this. The thing that yesterday proved to me is that we are one of the best teams in the SEC and in the country. There is no doubt to me, even though yesterday hurt with the loss, somebody had to win, somebody had to lose. Like, you can't – both two good teams just can't win. Somebody had to do it. And it was us yesterday. And the thing that gets me with these Tennessee teams, like, ever since Coach Ivel's been the coach, it's either 1 year we got a great offense, mediocre defense, or we got a great defense, mediocre offense. Well, now our offense is starting to pick up, our defense is starting to slack. So I think we got to start finding that balance.
Luke, I've been told Spanky needs some volume.
Needs volume?
Yep, Spanky needs volume.
Hello?
Got a private message, so. Or needs to get closer to the mic, one or the other. That's normal.
I'm pretty close to it.
Well.
Pretty close.
You're getting critiqued already. Again, we was
hopefully
that close.
That helps.
Check.
That close to defeating Georgia. And let's be honest, that game, that loss, is not the loss that will keep us out of college football playoffs.
No.
That loss will not hurt us in the end when that comes down. As long as we handle our business and go on, we'll still be right there in the top 12. It might hurt us our chances to host a playoff game. We'll see. But that loss is not the loss that will keep us out of playoffs. This Tennessee team's for real. And we opened a lot of eyes on national TV.
I don't think that loss is going to hurt us at all because, honestly, like after seeing everyone in the SEC team, SEC play, to me it's Tennessee and Georgia and maybe Texas A&M just because of their schedule. That's it. To me, like, it seems you got Tennessee, Georgia, and everybody else. So I see us going to Atlanta, and I know Georgia, and I know Kirby Smart does not want to play us again.
Ooh, could you imagine that, Tennessee and Georgia back down there in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too positive,
let's not go there yet, thank you. We just lost. We can't be that happy.
What are your big negative thoughts for your all? Mine simply just obviously missing the kick. Sure, love to see us be more aggressive on offense at times, but I'll be honest, man, I think Tim Banks sucks this year so far. But again, if we hit that kick, we're not having this conversation at all. We're talking about a national championship. We're talking about hosting a home playoff game. We're talking about running the table and going 12-0 if he makes the kick. So we've got to put that in perspective.
A kick that he should have made. A kick that he should have made.
He should have made
so,
it.
So literally just on the foot of a kicker. That's, you talk about special teams all the time.
Yep.
You said it last week that this game was going to come down to special teams.
You did.
It happened.
And I hate it for him because literally 1 minute later, he made the exact same kick from the exact same spot. But the thing is, everyone online that's like bashing him, all that stuff, do you not remember what he did for us a few years ago? Like, you know, he had one of the biggest kicks in Tennessee history, and yesterday he probably had one of the worst kicks in Tennessee history. So it just comes into perspective that special teams is important, and you never know what you're going to get out of it.
Spanky, that was Chase McGrath. Completely different person.
Sorry.
Completely different person.
Derek says,
it's been a long day.
Derek says need to keep the foot on the gas and not slack off when leading. Also, the secondary getting healthy will help. Yeah, in 2022, we was, 126th pass defense, and we didn't care. We still aired out the offense, full speed, so I agree completely.
I will say, that final drive, the last 2 minutes and 20 seconds, I thought was absolutely perfect till the false start.
Jesse says there's no reason to want to play in the SEC championship game. You can make the playoffs without it. It's becoming a meaningless game.
We're
not arguing that. We're just saying if we beat Georgia, then we're sitting here talking about being in the SEC championship, playoffs, hosting a game. That's what we're saying.
Spur, you made a good point there. That, and not a lot of people are talking about it, but that false start, to me, hurt us worse because you got to think, because there were 7 seconds left, roughly,
yep,
when we kicked it. And everybody's like, oh, why don't he run another play? We just got a false start. What's going through Heupel's head is, we just got a false start on this. Uh-huh. Let's just go ahead and kick it before something else goes bad.
Yep.
And it moved us back, and it could have messed with it. I think if we were 5 yards closer, even though it went 10 yards that way, it could have been a different kick.
It would have been a different kick. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, he should have ran another play. Well, it's easy to second guess now because if he makes a kick – We don't question it whatsoever. It's always the what ifs. I trust Josh Heupel. He put us in position to win the game. We should have won the game. We didn't win the game, but that is, maybe we should have been more aggressive in overtime. We could talk about that.
Yep.
But yeah, frustrating. Scott. I'm upset. I'm not mad. It just hurts.
Yeah, Scott says he didn't like playing for the field goal after the turnover. And I could agree. I could agree with that probably more than than what he did to kick the field goal. I don't know, man. But again, if we hit the field goal, nobody's complaining about anything right now.
Nope.
We're live on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. We look forward to interacting with you. Comment, like, hit the share button, please. The more interaction we get, the better the show will be. We want to hear your thoughts and opinions throughout the show. On the Vols Deep podcast tonight, we have our regular segments. Hound Dogs Knoxville, as always, will be giving away a $25 gift card to the listener winner segment that will be found on our Facebook page after the show. We'll tell you more about that later. We also have a loser tonight. Someone must dip their hand into the awful cup of misfortune. They can do the punishment or they have to donate $100 to charity.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Karen Williams says yes. Should have went for the touchdown.
I agree, Karen. I agree. Again, hindsight being 20-20. Put us up by 8 points. We also should have stopped them on 4th-and-6 and allowed to throw a 30-yard touchdown pass over the shoulder. Mm-hmm.
And that was a beautiful
Pretty.
That was a beautiful catch.
Give Gunnar Stockton credit there.
Stockton, he balled out yesterday.
That's one of my biggest complaints about Tim Banks. He put our freshman cornerbacks in horrible position.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to get pressure on the quarterback because our defensive lineman obviously can't do it. 800 likes already on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there.
I'm also going to say this. Let's not for 1 second put this loss on the officials. I thought the officials done a fairly decent job the whole game. They wasn't noticed too often. There's always going to be one or two penalties or non-penalties or whatever that you're going to say, the refs blew it. Not in this game. Refs didn't cost us that game.
No, it sucks they didn't have a single penalty in the second half. That's a little ridiculous. But I didn't think it was bad. I think one of them interceptions could have possibly been called for pass interference because the guy had us around the neck and the other one's intercepting. So,
mm-hmm.
But, again, I don't think overall it cost us a game or anything like that. Let's just go ahead and hit some offensive and defensive stats that really stand out to start off. Joey Aguilar, great game. 24-36, 371 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. One was a slip, wasn't his fault. And, again, I think the other one probably should have been called for pass interference. Tennessee rushing star Thomas led the way, 9 carries, 60 yards. Deshaun Bishop, 15 carries for 54 yards. Peyton Lewis, only 5 carries for 19 yards. I'd like to see him get more involved, but, man, it's hard when you've got
– When you got Star Thomas and Deshaun Bishop, honestly, I saw – I believe it was Stephen Hensley post earlier on Facebook. It should go Star Thomas and then Deshaun. And that's our two headed monster. And Peyton Lewis is scary too, but when you got them two studs back there, it's kind of hard to distribute the ball.
To me, we're going to get more in running backs later, but to me it's very hard to get one going when they're getting a series or whatever and then they're done for maybe the rest of the quarter. I played a little running back, not in college, but you get going. You get the momentum going as the game goes along. Tennessee receiving, Chris Brazel, 6 carries, 177 yards, 3 touchdowns. That's 29.5 yards per catch. Brazel put on a show.
Yeah, he did.
Braylon Staley, 9 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown as well. Mike Matthews, 5 receptions, 59 yards. Miles Kitzelman, 3 receptions for 33 yards. Defensively, Arion Carter led the team with 13 tackles. Andre Turrentine, 10. Let's see here. Other big shout-outs, Dominic Bailey had a great game. 5 tackles, a sack, Tackle for loss, Caleb Herring, 4 total tackles, 1.5 sacks, 2.5 tackles for loss. So 3 total sacks, 6 tackles for loss for the Tennessee defense. Let's grade some position groups. Start with the quarterback.
I gave our quarterback an A-. He had 1 bad interception. You said it should have been pass interference on that call. The other one was just going through a deep ball. I don't fault him on that. It worked just like a punt. But, my goodness, Joey Aguilar looked like all-SEC, all-American quarterback.
Wasn't phased.
Was not phased whatsoever. Come out on fire. Those first 2 or 3 drives was absolutely awesome. The place is going berserk. We'll talk about the environment here in a little bit, but I'll have some things to say about that. But Joey looked apart. Joey acted apart, and we got our quarterback, boys. We don't need to talk about that guy that plays for that 0-3 team any longer.
No. He'll be in the portal before long.
I'm going to talk about the portal here later, too.
And, again, that one interception, I mean, it was underthrown, but the guy couldn't even come back to it because the other defender had him by the neck. So, yeah.
I'm going to give him an A.
Yeah, I've got an A as well.
That first quarter, when he went 14-14, to me, that was just impressive. That's when the offense was firing on all cylinders. And then he kind of had a dip. He did, and he even admitted in his post-game press conference. He didn't put the blame on no one else. He said they just threw some different packages at me that I've not seen before, and that was him manning up. But towards the end of the game, he found his groove back, and we got to think, this is his first time, let's be honest, facing like a real defense in a real big game environment. No offense to Appalachian State or who they played, but like, this is his first true test, and I thought
he
passed the test with flying colors. Really did.
For sure.
He put us in position to beat Georgia. We can't say that for the last 8 years.
And to be fair, Josh Heupel's had a bunch of games where his team or offense has slacked in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Like, start off just hot as a firecracker, and then it's just like stalemate for a little while.
And I think – and y'all don't think I'm crazy for this. The reason I think that is yesterday we have tempo. And tempo for an offense is great, but it's also bad for your defense. Mm-hmm. Because when the other when Georgia's doing tempo, having these long drives – your defense is on the field, on the field, on the field. The offense gets on the field, bam, quick. Defense got to go right back out there. I think that's what kind of slows it down a little bit. And I think sometimes that's why Josh Heupel gets away from the tempo, just because he knows the strength of his defense.
Yeah, what about the running backs? I'm going to go B-plus for the running backs overall.
I give running backs a B. There wasn't any huge plays, but they had a solid game. I had no complaints about running backs.
I give them a B as well. It's showing that he is a star. Like, he has potential in the making to be something.
Wide receivers. I'm gonna go A. Actually, let's go A-. Still a handful of drops.
Yeah. Still.
I give us an A. I thought we'd done really good with a lot of 50-50 balls. We took 2 balls away from the Georgia defenders. Thought our receivers played well, especially Chris Brazel.
I give A-, like Luke said. It's not that there is drop balls, because, you know, there's always going to be drop balls in the game. It's the time of the drop balls. It's like when we need a catch here on 3rd down, or you're wide open, you just drop it. Like, to me, that's the frustrating part. But their stat-wise, it was impressive yesterday.
Tight ends? I'm going to go B.
I went A-. I thought they protected well. They done their jobs. Nothing really stands out, but.
Yep, done their job.
Yep, done their jobs.
Offensive line.
Hey, listen, we only gave up 2 sacks against arguably a top 3 defense.
One sack, 2 tackles for loss.
1 sack? I thought I'd seen a stat that said 2. So, 1 sack.
Pretty good with me.
That's an A in my book right there.
Yep.
Protected Joey Aguilar in the biggest game of his career.
And David Sanders is still out.
Yeah.
Like, yep. So, I'm giving him an A. Like, that impressive to me.
Yeah, 1 sack, 2 tackles for loss, done their job. A for me. Defensive line, I'm going to go with C, man. Especially on the interior. Had 3 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. But, again, we're blitzing a lot. We can't get there without a blitz.
That's exactly what I say. No pressure. We talked about pressure here last week. No, we had to get pressure, and we just didn't stop when we had to.
Yeah, like it's the same story. I think not just us, but everybody out there agrees. Like, defensive line, we gotta find them mean, nasty guys that we had a year ago.
Yeah. Secondary?
I'll say this. I'll give them, honestly, a B-, only because they was put in bad positions in my book. Like, they're freshmen going up against, like, legit five-star.
Zero coverage. Like come on, man.
Like, these guys, like, our DBs a year ago was playing a high school football game, and now they're thrown into the fire.
How much do we miss McCoy and Givens right now?
Yep, miss him dearly.
Yeah, that was a difference in the game, really. We had McCoy and Givens out there. I think we win. I gave our secondary a B- as well. Just like Spanky said, we're throwing freshmen out there with five-star all-elite athletes. So, but you got to put your best on the field. That's all we have right now.
So. Yeah, I went with B for secondary. Again, being so young and banged up, Tim Banks did not help them whatsoever. Linebackers, I've got to see. We were slow.
I agree. 1,000%.
Very slow.
It looked like we was blitzing, but it didn't really look like it that much. I don't know.
No, there's still a huge speed difference between us and Georgia. Mm-hmm. Special teams, I'm going to be extremely petty here, but I'm going F. Not only because of the missed field goal, but the fumble on the punt return, too. I know we got it back, but, man, it's just sloppy.
Well, I gave us a B plus until the field goal, so I gave us a D minus because that cost us the game. Bar none, that cost us the game.
I could just go with the bad route of the field goal, but let's talk about the long snapper making the heck of a hustle play right there to get that punt within the 3-yard line. Like, to me, that's perfect defense mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. And if you're Georgia, I don't know why someone ain't yelling. Somebody's got to block the center, okay? Somebody's got to get the center. But heck of a play there, but missing that field goal right there, it hurts.
It hurts.
Who's your offensive player of the game?
Oh, it's Joey to me. Like, he's the commander. He's the leader.
Since you went with Joey, and it's very warranted, I went with Chris Brazel. 3 touchdowns, caught a deep ball. I thought he had a tremendous game.
I'm going Joey too. Just like we said earlier, by far the biggest game of his career. Didn't flinch. So calm, collective. You couldn't tell. I mean, there's no way that he wasn't, scared out there, but you could not tell. Who's your defensive player of the game?
I gave it to Arian Carter. He's probably going to be pretty common all year long. Him return time, you pick between the two.
I'm going to go Caleb Herring, man. 1.5 sacks, 2.5 tackles for loss, 4 tackles.
I'm going to go with Carter as well. Like, he was our only sense of pressure all day, I felt like.
Dominic Bailey, again, awesome game from him as well. Let's hit some other quick notes here. Everyone wants to talk about the Georgia game. Tony Vitello has done it again. His base Vols are the number one recruiting class in the country for 2025. Tony keeps tonying. Always excited for baseball season and seeing the team he puts on the field every year is awesome.
He also had a ton of recruits here this Saturday. Apparently, he had – I heard a quote from Tony Vitello that he had a recruit on campus that he knew he was wasting his time with because he's guaranteed to be a baseball Hall of Famer. Yeah, Tony Vitello said that, yeah.
Lady Vols keep rolling as well. Huge pickup from Coach Caldwell. She picks up a 5-star-plus power forward, Olivia Edwards. According to 247 Sports, Coach Caldwell has the number one recruiting class in the country as well.
Lady Vols are back, too.
Yep.
Let's also mention that Nico, I am regretting this, is 0-3, throwing this out there because hell with him and the coach has been fired. So
yep. Got him canned.
Maybe don't hire his dad to coach. Think that could happen?
I did see an AI thing
of
that today.
Yeah, I've seen a few AI things about Nico. Bless his heart. They were 15.5-point favorites to New Mexico and lost by 25.
Have we ever, and I know we're the ones doing it, but has there ever been like a fan base, like, I'm not going to say creepily stalk a former player before? Like, is it? This ever happened like this?
Do you know who we are?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Vol Twitter's like, it's an amazing thing.
It is.
Let's see. We got usually YouTube is a little bit slow, but we've got a bunch of comments on YouTube. Big Orange says, still the way we are scoring this year, we will only lose one more game. It says we can put up the points again this year. Let's see here. Nicole Dyer says long snapper A+. Go over to TikTok. Almost 3,000 likes already on TikTok over there. They're the typical Ohio State haters, some Georgia haters, whatever. But y'all was scared, that's for sure.
Hey, And we're going to talk about Florida Indian later on this podcast.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, I got something to say about Florida.
Oh, I got something to say too about him. I got an interesting take.
I do too. Well, we may have the same take.
Yeah, we might.
Matthew Davenport says, "What a fluke Nico was, and what a fluke he was for us."
Let me tell you the funniest thing about the whole Nico thing. Not everybody's talking about is not only the fact he's flopping over there, but he took not only a pay cut. But can you imagine how much he's getting taxed over there? Because the California state tax is crazy.
It is.
So, I'm telling you, I bet money he doesn't even speak to his father anymore.
Robin Sheldon has asked us to not talk about Florida.
We're going
to
talk about Florida.
Can we do that now?
We're going to.
Jordan says that loss hurt, but I've seen a lot of great things Saturday. I think we'll make a deep run this year.
And Teddy says taking Nico to the playoffs might be the biggest feat of mm-hmm. Coach Josh Heupel so far.
Shows how great Heupel really is, especially when you see him now. Thank you, Freedom Motors, for your second year of sponsoring the Vols Deep podcast. We're huge fans of Freedom Motors. They're huge fans of us. We're all diehard fans of the Vols. Go see Chris at Freedom Motors inside the heart of Clinton. That's 135 South Charles G. Boulevard. We've got a commercial break. We'll be right back, y'all. Don't go anywhere.
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. Keep freedom rolling. On down the line.
Checkerboard, check the score, we gonna be on top. We're all bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder, Gators come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing our song. We're all bring it on. We're all bring it on. The Vol Navy's getting crazy on the Tennessee. We're tailgating, just waiting for that power tee. We're all bring it on down to Neyland Stadium. 100,000 can't get louder, Bama, come and get your song. Yeah, we'll be singing that song. We're all bring it on. Bring it on.
Butch and crew.
Hi, this is Lauren Levy with Black Sheep & Co., here for all your event planning, balloon garland needs, and more. Go give us a follow on Facebook, and as always, go Vols!
All right, we are back with the sixth episode of Season 3. 4,200 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much over there. We try to interact as much as we can. It's hard to get everybody in on all these platforms.
Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way.
Robin says he don't understand why Billy's still our coach. I hope he does just enough to keep that job another year. Ryan Jackson says Nico was the only player that was keeping us in the Ohio State playoff game.
But Robin, you're not seeing the big picture that everybody keeps talking about here. Everyone says Billy Napier has one of the best programs in the nation on the way it's ran and everything. It's just when they get on the field, it goes to a dumpster fire.
Ryan Jackson, man, what's wrong with him?
Ryan likes Nico.
He's got a hold of some bad bootleg or something.
My Lord.
he's not wrong that Nico was the only person that played in that game against Ohio State. He's not wrong on that.
He probably had to. He's begging for more money.
Well, the fact that we made it that far with what he is this year.
Yeah, the running Dylan Sampson carried the team to Ohio State.
And Ryan, while you mentioned it, Nico doesn't have the offensive line that he does now at UCLA. They've lost to two teams that probably couldn't beat Cofield High School.
Yeah. It's been nasty. Joey Aguilar, 14 of 14, 213 yards, two touchdowns. All that with more than 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Why does Tennessee slow the offense down? He's obviously way more comfortable, way more effective, and was way more productive going fast. So why? You can't knock off the defending SEC champs without stepping on their jugular.
Mm-hmm. You got to put your foot on their throat, make them mm-hmm. like it.
All right, that brings us to Start Bench Cut, sponsored by our great friend Stephen Hensley with Orange Shield Insurance. We know he's just as disappointed as we are. He's a true Vol for life, played in some difficult times in his career at Tennessee. So we should probably call him and get him to shine some light on this situation for us. But he can't help the Vols anymore, but he can certainly help you with insurance, getting you the best price and best coverage possible. Home, auto, renters, life, business, you name it, Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley can insure it.
I thought I need some extra insurance walking to that game after leaving Stephen's boat. But if he's listening, sorry.
These Tennessee head coaches, Tony Vitello, Josh Heupel, Rick Barnes. Feel free to play along in the comments.
I'm going to start Coach Tony Vitello. He's got a national championship. Got a number one recruiting class coming back again for the Tennessee baseballs. He's the king of college baseball right now is Tony Vitello, so he's going to get my start. Y'all may or may not agree with me. I'm going to bench Coach Josh Heupel. Heupel's up and coming. He may be the best coach in the ACC right now that's still not reached his full potential. And I'm going to cut Rick Barnes. He's at the end of his career, and I think time's running out for him on that.
Spur, that's actually the perfect order.
Mike Spank.
Sorry. Spur, that's actually the perfect order in my eyes. When I was creating the start bench cut list, like that's what I envisioned. Tony Vitello, he brought us the national championship. So, therefore, by default, he's got to be start. And then bench, Josh Heupel, I think he's going to get us there. I truly believe it. And then Rick Barnes, even though I'll say this, Rick Barnes is the first coach to get Tennessee back in this era of everything sport. But time's winding down on old Barnes, and someone else is going to have to take the reins here pretty soon.
Yeah, I'm starting Tony Vitello. The ring speaks for itself. Benching Josh Heupel, and I'm going to cut Rick Barnes, but I wish – got to get to that Final Four.
Yep.
Mitchell cuts Vitello. How in the hell could you cut Coach Vitello?
Matthew says Rick with a lifetime contract. Yeah, how are you going to cut Tony Vitello? Yeah. All right, start bench cut. These tailgate spots, G10, Vol Navy, or Circle Park.
Time for me to get fired up over something.
Yep, there you go.
A couple of years ago, I got invited to go down right next to Calhoun's on a very nice boat owned by one of our sponsors, Stephen Hensley, of Orange Shield Insurance. That day changed my life. It's the first time I'd ever sailgated, and I absolutely love it. It's relaxed, but it's not so relaxed. I don't remember the hours of 12 to 3 o'clock yesterday. I don't know how I made it in the stadium. I don't recall. I don't recall stopping and using a porta potty.
All it takes is one of them vodka and watermelon Red Bulls.
We had Flying Panda vodka. I do know that
when Spur starts talking about him being blessed,
I was
you
blessed.
know he's sideways.
I was blessed.
He's thankful, blessed.
Man. That being said, I do know that my tickets never got scanned yesterday. But I made it somehow.
Dude, you should have gave me a call then.
Well, I didn't realize it till later. Huh. Did my tickets get skinned? Nope. Oh, well. So, I'm starting the Vol Navy. It's awesome. I'm going to bench G10. Unfortunately, G10 is going away soon, but there is it's packed. And it's tailgater, especially if you get on the top of it. I'm going to cut Circle Park still because I feel like that's more of a sponsored tailgate, and it's not my normal thing.
I'm gonna start Vol Navy because, like I said, being out there on Vol Navy, it's relaxed. You're not like just out there like just amongst everybody in the crowd trying to walk in. You're just it's more of like an intimate setting. If an intimate setting was a bunch of people on a boat having a big time, then I'm gonna bench G10 because Morgan Rawlings put it in his song. G10's like synonymous with Tennessee. I hate that it's going away. And Circle Park, that's more like the corporate people, yeah, that tailgate. It's more the, if I go over there, I'm going to get judged for not having a high credit score.
Yeah, you start Vol Navy. It's unmatched anywhere. I'm gonna bench G10, especially the top of G10. Gotta have that T on there. Yeah. And then I'm gonna cut Circle Park. Nothing wrong with Circle Park. A lot to do there. It's pretty cool. But as far as getting rowdy, that's why.
Someone gets rowdy over there. Everybody just looks and goes, just like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you're not rowdy, that's when you're getting looked at funny. Yeah. Start bench cut. Which remaining opponent are you most excited for? Alabama, Oklahoma, or Florida?
I'm excited about Alabama. I want to go down to Tuscaloosa. I've not been to Bryant Denny Stadium yet. I plan on making a trip this year, especially since those tickets seem to keep coming down. So I'm going to go to Alabama if all possible this year. I'm excited about that. I'm going to bench Oklahoma. Welcome somebody new into the SEC, coming to Neyland Stadium for the first time. Their fans are great. I hope they bring about 250 of them, and that's about it. That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a really good game and a big test. I'm cutting Florida because they suck, and we'll still find a way to get beat.
I'm going to start, actually, Oklahoma. Oklahoma has actually not looked bad these last few weeks. Like
I told y'all, for a season.
That could be a very interesting matchup at Neyland. Like,
that's got playoff implications right there.
It really does. I'm actually really looking forward to that one. And then I'm going to have to bench Alabama because it's at Bryant-Denny Stadium. And I'll tell you, Spur, if you're going to go to that one, me and Luke know all about it. It's flat. Not only is the environment in the stadium flat, but the walk to the stadium is very flat.
The whole earth's flat, Spike. You get it right.
Don't start.
And then I'm going
to. This ain't the bye weeks.
I'm going to cut Florida because Florida's going to be a different team when we play them because they'll probably have an interim head coach and probably not DJ Lagway anymore.
Telling you, Tennessee's going to be facing former quarterback Harrison Bailey in the Swamp.
I'm going to talk about Florida. When can we talk about Florida?
I'm going to start Alabama just because it's the best rivalry. I'm going to bench Oklahoma. I'm going to cut Florida because I don't want to play in the Swamp. I don't care how bad they are. I don't want to play there.
We could probably play a little league team called the Gators in the Swamp, and they'd give us a run for our money.
Teddy Davis, make sure that you tag Ryan Jackson in that last comment. I like that. Start bench cut these chicken places: Chick-fil-A, KFC, or Zaxby's.
Spanky wrote these, didn't he?
Yeah, I did.
How'd I know? This one's the easiest question you got, though. You start God's Chicken, Chick-fil-A.
Amen.
You bench Zaxby's, you cut KFC, because I'm not even sure that's chicken anymore.
Amen, Spur. That's the perfect answer right there. God's Chicken, it'll bless you all the time. Now, I'll tell you, the drive-thru service in the mornings for breakfast is not up to par with the lunch and the dinner drive-thru service just because they got one lane open and they do the speakers. But everything about Chick-fil-A is wonderful. My Chick-fil-A order is a number one combo, no pickles, a 12-count nugget, and a chocolate shake. And then in the mornings, I get a 12-count nugget, a chicken biscuit meal, or sometimes I'll just get the 30-count nugget.
You get a 30-count nugget for yourself.
Yes. And then Zaxby's is very good. I'll say this, and this is going to cause a lot of media stir, so here we go. Zaxby's and Raising Cane's is the same thing besides the toast.
No.
Said it, deal with it.
No.
Zaxby's has better seasoning on their fries.
Zaxby's fries are better.
The chicken Raising
Cane's,
the same.
Raising Cane's chicken is fresher. The cane sauce, that's the difference in my book. The cane sauce, I love it.
You have a valid argument there, but the chicken is the same.
Cane's overrated.
And the Colonel, the KFC died when the Colonel died.
That's what Patrick said. He says it moved to Texas. There ain't nothing Kentucky about it.
Hey, I should have put Popeyes, honestly. Because Popeye's
Roanoke Ridge died fast.
It died before it really hit the trend of the chicken sandwich. Hey, if you want a dry but buttery biscuit, you go to Popeye's. If Popeye's had served breakfast with them same biscuits, it'd be over with.
I'm starting Chick-fil-A. I'm benching Zaxby's. I'm cutting KFC. 10,000 likes on TikTok. We appreciate y'all very, very much on there. Start bench cut. These world championship belts, Big Gold, Winged Eagle, or the current WWE Championship?
This is pretty easy for me as well. I start the old classic Winged Eagle. Mm. It's the best belt that's ever been created in my time. Yeah, the Winged Eagle's awesome. I'm bitching the Big Gold. It's Ric Flair made over. 16-time world champion. And I'm cutting the current WWE champion because it's a prop.
Spur, you about had it. But to me, I'm starting the best one ever made. I actually have one. That's the Big Gold belt.
See, I was a WWF fan. Mm-hmm. The Big Gold was WCW.
Well,
so that's the difference.
Well, when I started, the Big Gold was the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about two different eras mm-hmm. here. But that Big Gold, it's synonymous to me. Like, you see it, you know what it is. The Winged Eagle, to me, while I'm benching it, it's smaller. It's just a little bit smaller. Than your normal size, like the Big Gold or anything else. And then I'll have to cut the WWE Championship now because, like Spur said, it's a prop. It's a marketing tool. That's why it's got the Big W logo on it because of branding, all that stuff. There's nothing special about it. I should have put the spin.
You should have put the NWA World Heavyweight title on there. Then we would have talked.
We probably would have been here for about 2 hours.
Nope, because that's all the wrestling talk we're going to do tonight, folks.
Yep, I'm with you guys. I know nothing about this, so I agree.
Come on, man.
I agree. No, I mean, that's my start bench cut. I agree with you all.
You should have put that as a dual question. We went on.
Let's be honest. No one believed we were going to be undefeated this year. Many said 7 or 8 win predictions. But we took the best coach in all of college football down to the wire. Right now, I believe both Georgia and Tennessee are playoff teams. How much difference does it make if we get David Sanders, Jermaine McCoy, Ricky Gibson, Tyree Weathersby back? How much does this add to the ceiling to this team?
You know, if this team gets healthy, we are very, very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to play against our offense right now already. Yeah. If our defense could shore up to where we know it can be, if Tim Banks becomes Tim Banks again and actually calls some decent defensive plays,
scary.
We get our talent back, this team's good, and watch out. We'll be right there. Well, they'll be talking about us in December.
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back, y'all. We got the duel coming up next, so make sure you stick around. Y'all get to vote for that. And the belt on the wall, speaking of belts, behind Spur, that will be up for grabs. Thank you, Stephen. Make sure to check out both Orange Shield Insurance and Stephen Hensley Realty today. You'll not find a better person to suit your needs in any of those categories. A true Vol for life. Let him know that the Vols Deep podcast seeing you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. Home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
MVM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MVM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service, 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it. Or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston. 865-376-9299 is the number to call. All right, we are back. We want to thank everyone for listening to us, watching us, whatever you prefer. We appreciate all the support from you and from our sponsors. Right now we have the Duel. The Duel is sponsored by Matt Cole and Chandler Kite at 865 Exteriors. Roofing, siding, doors, you name it, they can build it. They can repair it. Check out 865 Exteriors today for all of your exterior needs and repairs. All right, several questions will be asked. Some are random, some they know beforehand. They'll argue their answers to the best of their ability. Now, the winner is selected by you, the listeners, so vote in the comments who the Duel winner is. Josh isn't here tonight. He's the current champ.
So he don't win.
He'll have to vacate the belt tonight, but let's be honest, he never holds on to it very long anyway.
he don't ever last long anyway.
For the ones that don't know, Spur, he's got the laptop. Spank is in the orange hat. Let us know in the comments who is going to win the Duel or who is winning the Duel. Question one, who or what do you blame for the loss versus Georgia?
Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
I'll let you go first.
I blame Max Gilbert. He makes a field goal kick. We win the game. Simple as that. It was on his leg. 38-yard field goal from the left hash. Should have been automatic. He missed it terribly. He makes the kick. We win the game. We're all celebrating. We're all talking about national championship. It's on him. I hate it for the kid, but it's 100%. If he makes the kick, we win the game. Period.
I'm going to go with the coach speak answer here. I blame everybody. Luke, how many players are on the team? 105, maybe? I blame every single person that had an orange jersey or a white quarter zip on yesterday. I blame all of them.
You blame Joey Aguilar for that loss?
He's part of the team. We win as a team, you lose as a team. Everybody could have done something a little different to win that game. If the defense would have made a stop like they should have, if the defense line would have got pressure, if the corners would have been in better positions against their secondary. Heck, maybe if Joey made one good pass, even though he did really well, the running backs would have hit a hole hard one time. It could change the outcome of the whole ball game.
Maybe the offensive line had jumped all sides before
maybe
the field
goal. Maybe if our fans would have gotten just a little bit more loud.
Well, that's question five. Now, it's Max Gilbert. Max the kick, we win the game, period. Sorry.
Win as a team, lose as a team. I'll always say this. One player does not win or lose you a ball game. I'll stand by that to the day I die.
Phillip says he puts it on Coach Heupel. I absolutely do not put this game on Josh Heupel. 1,000% not on Josh Heupel. He got us there in a position to win the game.
Yeah, Ryan Jackson says Spur lost. Time for question one.
Yep, fair enough. He makes the kick, we win the game, period. Someone has to say it.
We got a bunch of blame the kicker on TikTok. Question two, from what you've seen so far, what will Tennessee's record be at the end of the season?
I'll let you take this one first, Spunky.
Honestly, I think we're going to go 11-1 now. Really do. After seeing yesterday, I feel really good. Like, honestly, I think it's us and Georgia, two best teams in the SEC, and I think we're going to make it to Atlanta. I feel really confident about our team.
Our final record is going to be 14-4. We're going to slip up and lose one more game this season. Maybe to Oklahoma, maybe a screw-up game. We're going to go on to the SEC Championship in Atlanta with a two-loss record. We're going to somehow end up slipping up again and losing to Georgia. Then we'll go to college football playoffs and make it to the semifinals and losing the semifinals, giving us four total losses, 14-4.
We've got an 11-2 from Matthew and 11-1 from Brody.
Here, let me tell you what I think our record's going to be. We're going to be 1-0 next week.
Yeah.
That's going to be our record, 1-0.
10-2 from Sonny.
I believe 10-2 in our regular season record.
We're going to be 1-0 next week. That's all that matters.
Barring a catastrophic injury.
10-2 says Jordan. Karen says, heck yeah, Spank. Is that a vote? Is that a vote for the Spank?
I think so.
Tomorrow is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yeah. Right. Oh, here we go.
Double Cheeseburger Day. Double Cheeseburger, everybody.
You can tell who's excited here. Who has the best double cheeseburgers?
Double bacon cheeseburger. It used to be a number 3, but it's a number 5.
Don't you dare say McDonald's.
I'm going with Sonic has the best double bacon cheeseburger.
No, it's not
it
Sonic.
Is so good. And I might be just partial to it because where I'm from in Wartburg, that's all we really ever
Did
have.
Did you just really say party. Sonic has the best double cheeseburger?
It is. Spur, have you ever had the double bacon cheeseburger?
Yes,
Sonic? It will hit the spot. It brings back nostalgia for me. And the Baconator, I don't count it as a double cheeseburger because it's a Baconator itself. I'm counting things that say.
There's a new place that just opened up in Oak Ridge.
You're going to say damn Culver's, ain't you?
I'm going to say damn Culver's.
Culver's is very good. I didn't think of that.
It's Culver's. Culver's has the best double cheeseburger anywhere right now. I'm not counting Five Guys as fast food. I'm counting this fast food. Culver's double cheeseburger. It's got that three slices of cheese, that butter bun. It's the best double cheeseburger you get. If you haven't been to Culver's, you need to go check them out.
Culver's is very good.
It's really, really, really good.
He outsmarted me.
Really good.
LaMichael says Yeehaw Smash. Is that a Yeehaw Brewing Company?
I got a feeling
we went fast food on that one. So
I haven't been there.
Yeehaw Smash, that sounds like something that
doesn't
need to
good.
Be said on.
Salmon Andy says Mitchell, that is a very good one. Karen says Five Guys.
Five Guys is way up there.
They're expensive.
Is. Patrick said Whataburger.
The Whataburger and Sonic's the same.
I'd like to go to Whataburger on the strip, but you know everybody keeps wanting to just line up outside.
Robin and Matthew says Culver's is amazing.
Gosh, I love Culver's. Didn't think of it. I think when I was thinking of this, I was at Sonic. I think that's what it was.
I'm hungry, too. I was disappointed. I went to Culver's after the game yesterday, and they closed Timbits before I got there.
Ended up
having to go to Freddy's.
Question four. In the off season, in the last few off seasons, all we've heard about is the Neyland Stadium upgrades. Ticket prices are increasing big time. A bunch of parking changes, security changes, taking out seat capacity to suit the rich people who rarely even come to the games.
Mm-hmm.
There's no passion there. I could go on. You have Danny White apologizing publicly on Twitter for how things are. Are you truly impressed with the changes at Neyland Stadium right now?
Are we talking about atmosphere or are we talking about the stadium itself and the surroundings?
Everything about it. Because it all goes together. You take out it. You can upgrade all you want to, but you're taking out seat capacity, the ticket prices. They could be. I mean, I'm not supposed to be answering this question. You know, you got ticket prices that are driving out the true fans. So it's all together.
Yeah,
it all affects everything.
I don't even think we need to debate this one. I think he hit the hammer on the head. I said this a few weeks ago on the show. Ticket prices was going to go up. And the true passionate fans was going to go out, and Neyland Stadium was going to become a Thompson Bowling Arena, where all that's in there is the old rich people, and that's it.
Right.
And they sit on their hands the whole time.
I'm going to give you a different viewpoint, and I'm going to talk about everything around the stadium right now. The first thing they done is screwed up is when they put these daggum barricades up down Philip Fulmer Way where you can't walk in the street anymore. It's created a cluster both coming and going from the game. I also emailed UT Police Department about that last game because everyone walking back to the buses to the Coliseum, it just piled up there. It was a cluster. You couldn't go anywhere.
I heard
and they said they were going to fix it.
Lost his virginity in that one.
He wouldn't remember it.
No, he wouldn't have.
But that being said, Gate 9 has been good the first time. I don't know how it was this week because I heard it was a disaster. Again, I didn't even scan my ticket going in. I don't remember it, but
it was awful. That's the worst Gate 21's ever been.
Yeah. The South Concourse is very nice. Did you like it, Luke? The open area?
I didn't go that way.
You didn't go that way? No. The new concourse underneath on the other side is nice. It's not as nice as the other, but much more room. The concessions are nicer down there. But let's talk about this atmosphere since we want to talk about it. The Neyland effect, as they call it. I know where you sit, Luke. I know where I sit. I sit up there in PP row 26. That is my season tickets. And I'm up there with the common folk. I will say that. And let me tell you something. We was as rowdy as we've ever been yesterday up there. I screened my butt off the entire game. Everyone around me did. That was where the atmosphere was at. It's not sitting down there in WVUT and all those $1,000 to $1,500 ticket game.
No,
there's nothing down there.
They hardly even go to their seats.
The upper deck is still insane, and it was insane yesterday.
But if it's not down there in T and where you're mentioning, then it's not loud on the field.
Yeah, it's hard for me to judge the Resident Stadium because it was awesome up where I was at.
Maybe we should, like, Danny White needs to look at that and restructure that, even though it might piss off some.
Well, we're still adding on. We're still putting in booths and taking seats out.
Maybe instead of, like, putting season ticket holders, because, and it's not all of them, but when we put them people on up to the top, because let's face it, we need the noise down low.
Yep.
That's where we need it. That's where we need the passionate fans at. That's never where we happened. Need the people who literally just skip their house payment this month just to go to this game. That's the people we need because they got everything on the line for this.
So, and yes or no, are you truly impressed with the changes at Neyland Stadium?
No. Yes and no. It looks nice. It looks pretty. But when you get down to the grassroots of it, no.
Structurally, yes, I'm impressed with it. They got some kinks to work out, but environmentally, we got to get it back. We're still one of the best in the country. We're complaining about having 120 decibel level.
Yeah, but it's not consistent. It's just something happens, it gets loud, right. And it's over. That 2015 Oklahoma, it was loud the entire game.
Yeah, hey, it was loud last year. It was loud last year for Florida in overtime. That's honestly either that, for me personally, that. Or South Carolina in all black.
South Carolina was good the other day, last year.
Brody says the atmosphere was horrible. The parking's an issue. You can't blame the prices. It's sold out. Patrick says 106,000 who bought cheap tickets are better than 102,000 who had to buy a $500 ticket. Dylan says ticket prices make the true fans not be able to attend. I buy smaller games when I can, but it still sucks.
I don't disagree. The tickets for this game, and we can blame ourselves. I mean, it's the cost of winning's high. I seen our good buddy, we all know who he is, Mr. Anderson, right there on the corner of Kermit Avenue. I'm sure Roddy's listening to us, and I'm sure he was getting premium dollars for those tickets this week.
Teddy says biggest thing was we weren't allowed to cross the street to get to Neyland because the band went through the gate. Didn't have much problem getting in the stadium after that. Mitchell says the Bills are building a new stadium, and they're setting it up to be as loud as possible by keeping it simple.
Keep it simple. That's like I do.
Karen says, I thought you couldn't remember yesterday, Spur.
I don't remember going into the stadium. Once I got there, it was fine.
He sobered up once he got in there.
Once I got to the stadium, that flyover happened, I was good to go.
It's something about hearing a flyover and the security coming. It makes a man sober up quick, don't it?
That was good.
Lee says everybody just needs to get more intoxicated.
I tried.
They need to lower the beer prices. All right. Question 5. What is the loudest Neyland Stadium has ever been? And you already kind of answered this, but was Neyland up to standard yesterday?
No, was not up to Neyland.
Neyland was average Neyland, average SEC game Neyland Saturday. It should have been on par with Bama 22 or Bama 24 or even South Carolina last year was louder. I guess the loudest I've ever heard Neyland, I'm going to say it was the pick six against South Carolina with the black jerseys. That may have been the loudest roar I've ever heard in Neyland Stadium.
And that was why. And you mean to give you a funny story about that one?
Mm-hmm.
It was right before halftime.
It was.
I was taking a piss in a trough when I heard it. And I'll tell you, that bathroom was shaking. I'm telling you. I couldn't imagine being out there for that. But no, it was not far. And look, you two was at the game. I wasn't even at the game. And I'm just sitting there watching. And I'm like, usually you can hear it on the TV.
Josh, we used a former member of this podcast. We used his tickets, and it was Josh, myself, and we picked up a girl at the Vol Navy that wanted to come. We barely knew her, but she wanted to come to the game. We had an extra ticket. She sat between us, and we'd done that pick six. We bear hugged her between us and scared the living daylights out of her. She didn't come back the second half. I'm not kidding. She left.
On TikTok, we're almost at 14,000 likes on there. Thank you all very much. Roll Tide says, Bama fan here. Tennessee is still one of the best teams in the country, but college football has changed. He also says, bring back the old Tennessee Stadium atmosphere.
I agree.
Couldn't agree more. All right, if you're Josh Heupel, what is your speech to your team in the morning?
1-0. This got to be 1-0. Can't worry about yesterday. Can't can't worry about things we've done. All we can worry about is where we're going, and we got good potential, but we just got to stay out of our own way. Let's go 1-0 this week. Right.
I know I just blamed Max Gilbert on costing us the game, but Josh Hoffman has come in that locker room and put it right on the rest of those boys wearing that orange and white. Wins a team, loses a team, he's going to rally them back around as a team. So when he comes to that locker room tomorrow or today, whenever it was, he sits them down, he says, boys, we're that close. We're that close. And you know our potential. Everything we want is right there in front of us, right for the taking. Let's put on this jersey. Let's put on this helmet. Let's go out there. Let's get to work. We're 0-0 this week. Let's be 1-0 after Saturday. We have UAB to worry about. Let's go take care of our business and worry about the rest of the schedule when it happens. We can't look back on Saturday and dwell on it. It's time to move forward. It happened. It sucks. Let's go on. Go Vols.
Eric says, could Mississippi State be interesting? Very.
Yeah. Good.
Fair. Any game on the road is interesting if you're this Tennessee team, because Josh Heupel has struggled on the road severely. So yes. Wheelchair Gamer says, where Tennessee right now? 15. We didn't move. We did not move.
But yet Notre Dame's still in the AP poll and they ain't won a game yet.
Georgia fans say that Georgia did. This is from a Georgia fan. Georgia did not win the game. Tennessee lost the game.
That is a true statement.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad they realized it. They probably barked all the way out of the stadium, though.
Gurry Smart even realized it, too. And first thing he said in his interview yesterday was Tennessee deserved to win that game.
Yep. All right. Let us know in the comments who's winning the duel. We got two more questions.
Okay, good.
Three-headed running back system. We've all bragged on that. DeShaun Bishop, Star Thomas, Peyton Lewis. Is it time for a primary running back? Or do you keep the three-headed system?
I'm not changing anything Josh Heupel's doing on offense. I wish he wouldn't be so conservative and that kind of dull between the second and third quarter. But for whatever reason, the three-headed monster has worked for Heupel. It's worked the whole time. He has a fresh running back in the fourth quarter, and I like that. Plus, when he gets later in the season, we don't have a primary back that's had 450 carries. So he's still fresh later on in the late game. So I like what Josh Heupel's doing. You got three running backs, use all three of them.
Spur makes a valid point with that, keeping guys fresh, but on the flip side of it too, in order to get good reps, you got to be in there to get the good reps, and I truly think that Star Thompson needs to be taking 80% of the touches, and then next would have to be Bishop, and then Lewis to round it out, but I truly think we need to, like, feed Star more. Let him be a star that he can be.
I am disappointed they didn't run that wishbone formation that we've seen in their practice.
I know. I think they just did that for clickbait or something.
That's why we had him so messed up in the first quarter.
Yeah. That's what it was. They're prepared for the wishbone, and we didn't do it.
Chinese fire drill out there.
Conservatives got us beat on the TikTok comments. 14,200 likes on there. Eric says, Arkansas, is that be interesting? Yes, it will be.
Everything's interesting. It's the SEC.
Arkansas has had our number.
We'll pick Suey.
Don't ever say that again. Corn cob pop or something.
Patrick says, bring back the fullback position.
Bring him back the fullback.
I like it. Ricky Wayne says, the loudest he ever heard in person was 2009 Kiffin game when he rolled Georgia.
It might have been that Kiffin game when we come out in those black jerseys for the very first time. That was a different type of loud, too.
Eric says he enjoys the show. First time watching. Thank you very, very much. This is the kind of the backstage view of what's going on. TikTok won't let us stream the full show with commercials and all that.
Is TikTok good?
We're about to hit. We'll hit commercial here in just a second. So, last one. Did Josh Heupel ice his own kicker?
I've not went back and watched the game yet on TV. But I'd seen a comment that someone said that ESPN or ABC, whatever channel it was on, was showing Max Gilbert before going out there, and he looked like a nervous wreck. Have y'all seen that?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently he looked like a nervous wreck on the sidelines. Did we ice him? I think our offensive line iced him.
That false start
iced him is what happened.
Made him think about it.
Backed him up 5 more yards. He was prepared for the 33-yarder, so he'd become a 38. And that iced him. That iced him. It happens. I wish for the kid he could have it back.
Mm-hmm. And I honestly hate it because deep down he is a college kid, and even though he's been real consistent good for us, it just takes one time to mess it all up.
I don't think Josh Heupel himself iced him. I think the circumstances around it all iced him. I kind of wish we'd ran one more play, but again, hindsight being 20/20, he makes that kick 9 times out of 10. It was just that one time he missed it.
All right, let us know in the comments who won the duel. Spanky in the orange hat, Spur with the computer. Spur just got a... All right, tallying them up. All right, we're coming to you live on Facebook and YouTube. We appreciate the likes, comments, and shares. Please keep them rolling in for us. We truly appreciate it. We got a big giveaway coming up, so you want to stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. We have one word coming up next. Hey, y'all. It's the Ball Daddy. I want to give a big shout-out to our friends, 865 Exterior Solutions. They've sponsored the podcast for 2 years in a row now. These guys can do it all. Roofing, siding, framing, decks, windows, doors. They'll even paint your back porch. Matt Swole Cole and Chandler Kite can handle any project you throw at them. I know one thing. It's damn near impossible to try to find people who want to work these days. If you do find them, getting them to actually show up is a whole new ball game. Call 865 Exterior Solutions and cut through the BS. 865-399-3547 or 865-292-1772. Let them know the Vols Deep Podcast sent you. Go Vols.
For over 30 years, Phillips Fencing and Storage has been the name folks trust across Rome, Morgan, Anderson, and all the surrounding areas. From secure fencing that stands the test of time to dependable storage solutions that give you peace of mind, we do it right the first time. Visit PhillipsFencingAndStorage.com or call today. Phillips Fencing and Storage. Strength. Security. Service.
BFGUTV, located in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. Your source for accessories, parts, and service. Specializing in drivetrain upgrades, differentials, maintenance, and turbo rebuilds and transmissions. Give ZFGUTV a call for your side-by-side needs.
Yep. I'm putting it above my bed.
All right, we are back. We had to restart TikTok, but we was up about 15,000 likes on there. Barely missed the cutoff there. They like cutting us off in an hour. All right, we're going to play One Word. Episode 6 continues inside the Vol Cave. This segment is presented by our friends at Frank's Fix-It Shop. Check out Frank's for any of your mower, small engine repair needs. He has all the tools to get the yard work done. If you own a small business, maybe a side hustle, whether it's mowing lawns, landscaping, cutting trees, trimming hedges, whatever it is, Frank has what you need. How One Word works, for those that are new, it's very simple. I give a person, a city, a thing, whatever. We must describe that thing using only one word. You ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Feel free to play along in the comments with us. Last night.
Sad.
I didn't know that was on here. Close.
I'm going to go with sick. Sick. Walker on TikTok says, Spanky, a girl named Kayla, said she loved you.
That's an idiot.
A 2-1 record.
We're okay.
All right, all right, all right.
I'm going to go expected.
Mm-hmm.
UAB.
First.
Canceled.
I'll explain if you want me to.
I'm just going to go whatever.
Why'd you say first for?
My very first game in New England Stadium was against UAB when I was like 8 years old.
Eric says underwhelming. Karen says frustrated. Matthew says gruesome. Ricky Wayne says mid. UAB coach Trent Dilfer.
Lipscomb.
draft.
Why draft?
It's like, who the hell's Mel Kiper? Because they start talking about Trent Dilfer. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
You know that whole NFL thing where that Colts owner got and Mel Kiper got into it? Because Mel Kiper called the Colts owner an idiot for not taking Trent Dilfer or something like that. I can't remember what it was. I just remember that's how Trent Dilfer became famous.
I don't know. I'm going to put careless because he don't care. Chris Brazel. I'm about to sneeze, I think. I'm trying not to. Chris Brazel.
Hyatt.
Speed.
I'm just going to say thanks. Roddy White.
Defense. Or Falcon.
Yeah.
This nope. is Spank's list.
Yeah, no comment.
Look, he's the best player for UAB. Looked it up.
Who?
I went, eh.
What?
Yeah, I looked him up.
I went, eh.
I looked him up.
Max Gilbert.
Buddy. Just want to put your arm around him. Hey, buddy.
Emotional.
Just speechless. Speechless. George Michaels. There's a Spanx.
Yes. Father figure.
Machine.
I don't. I've heard the name. I have no idea who he is.
I just know that song, but it's like a trend on TikTok right now.
Didn't he have a show called the George Michael Sports Machine? Or was that something else?
I don't know.
I just put British because that was the first thing that popped up on Google. Because I have no idea who that is. Sterl the Pearl.
Oh, baby. Give him a sunshine. Someone say sunshine.
Meow, meow, meow. Enthusiastic. He's not a spur.
I did hear something about Sterl the Pearl that he has to go to Red Bull once a year and give them his sweat because that's what's in Red Bull and
saved
everything
his life.
Else.
I saved his life.
I'm going to go energy for Sterl.
I saved his life. He knows.
Charlie Kirk.
Legend.
I'm going to go legacy.
Truth.
Birmingham.
Tracy Lawrence.
Memories.
Oh, God.
Memories.
Porta Potty.
John.
No recollection. Oh, that wasn't the next one. I thought
that
was the next word.
Hold it, Bonnie. Let's see. AP poll voters.
Nerds.
Computers.
Tism.
They don't have a clue what's going on.
Earl Roberts, if you don't like the show, just quit commenting on TikTok.
What's he saying?
I was talking about
Charlie Kirk, I'm sure.
Some idiot with 3 followers on here. My goodness. Little Mr. Clean. Neyland Stadium.
Home.
That's a good one, Spanky. It is home. It's still the best.
I'm going to go declining.
Neyland Stadium's one of them deals I saw a TikTok thing on it. It's like, I may not live here, but I know my way around.
Mm-hmm. Episode 6 dual winner.
Spank.
A spur.
Thanks to your friend, Joshua. That's not here tonight. It is Spur.
Yeah, it's okay.
That was the tiebreaker.
But it was.
Can we talk about Florida?
Let this man talk about Florida, everybody.
Before we talk about Frank's Fix-It Shop, which is the best Fix-It Shop around, can we say something about Florida?
Tell them about it.
Florida is 1-2 on this year. They have a game against the number 4 ranked Miami Hurricanes this week. Florida's about to go down to 1-3. You know what happens when Florida goes to 1-3? Mm-hmm. That's 4 games they played on a year. You know what happens to a college player if he sits out after his 4th game? He doesn't have to use it with your eligibility. Think about that. You could play 4 games without having to use a year of eligibility. You can redshirt. So if Florida goes to 1-3, you're going to see a mass exodus from the Florida Gators. Think about that.
That is true. That's very true. I also think something else is going to be a mass exit too, because they're on game day. Hey, look, people still voting for me in the comments. It ain't over yet.
they're coming in too late, Spank.
But their coach will be gone too.
Their coach will be gone.
It's the perfect setting. It's prime time. College game day's there. What's the most grandest?
College game day's going to Miami?
Yes. College game day's going to be
there. Are they really?
Yes. It's the perfect stage right there to be set up for the final game of Billy Napier.
Why the hell is college game day going to that?
I guess there was nothing else important this week.
So, I guess not. I guess they felt bad for not going there this week or something. I don't know. But they're going to go 1-3 on the year, and it's going to be a mass exodus because kids can leave there without having to waste a full year.
Yep.
All right, that was one word, sponsored by Frank's Fix It Shop. We appreciate that very, very much. We appreciate all y'all on TikTok. It was up to 15,000 likes before it cut us off. We're back. We're trying to build it back up again. Facebook, YouTube, y'all stick around. We'll be right back.
I think I've won here.
Frank's Fix-It Shop, located in Kingston, Tennessee. Whether you're looking for a new mower or needing service done, Frank's Fix-It Shop is the shop for you. We use Frank's personally. I recommend everyone to him. He's a great person, amazing family business. Ferris, Wright, Hustler, X-Mart is their mowing equipment. Husqvarna, Shindawa, and Echo Power Equipment. Chainsaws, weed eaters, blowers, you name it, Frank has it, or he can fix it. Over 30 years of professional sales and service, check out Frank's Fix-It Shop today. 808 Gallagher Road in Kingston, 865-376-9299 is the number to call.
We work on Powerstroke, Duramax, and Cummins engines. We offer basic suspension repair and maintenance. We do everything from engine repair / replace to wheels, tires, and even down to simple maintenance. We're here to help keep your truck running strong and reliable. Reach us at 865-407-8122.
Tired of the sweltering heat? Or blown speakers ruining your drive? Get cool, clear comfort and crystal clear sound with Atomic Car Audio. Transform your ride, transform your mood. Visit Atomic Car Audio today.
Atlanta.
All right, we are back. Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Welcome back to the Vols Deep Podcast. Thank you for joining us. This segment is presented by MBM Heating and Air. Typically, we would hit our keys to the game versus our next opponent, but let's be honest, no fan wants to talk about the Blazers or whatever the hell they are, Alabama, Birmingham. So we're just going to generally talk here. What does Tennessee and Josh Heupel have to fix going forward?
We've talked about it 2 or 3 times. It's that lull in the second and third quarters. We got to do something to just keep the foot on the gas. I know we need to keep the offense on the field a little bit longer. It's funny to say, but we had to do something to score points in that middle 20-minute segment of the game.
I think the thing we need to do better is learning to not only hit the gas, but stay on the gas. Like, if you're going to stay on it, stay on it. Like, and I get it. Like, and you got to know going into it, like, okay, hey, if we start fast here, our defense is going to slow down. So, won't we, instead of starting at 100 miles an hour, won't we go a good, like, 69 miles an hour, and then speed it up, then bring it back down just a little bit and speed it up again. I think we got to have a good range of tempo to not only help our offense offense succeed, but our defense stay fresh as well.
Yep, I agree. It's the speed. It's the tempo. Either pick one or the other. Yep. You know, and we've seen it the first 2 weeks. And in my mind, I figured we was just – because we didn't have to at that point. Mm-hmm. But there's no excuse. Like I said earlier, in 2022, we was like almost dead last in pass defense. So and we didn't care because we knew we was going to outscore the other team. And we need to have that same mindset now.
That being said, we still scored 41 points against Georgia. We haven't been able to say that for a long time.
And that was the thing, like, yesterday. Like, no one – like, we don't need to be. Like, this is the first time in a long time that we've competed with Georgia. Yep. Like, I get it. You know, you're sad because it happened. But you need to look back and be happy for the way it happened. Like, we were competing
with
Georgia.
I ain't happy about it, but I'm not devastated by losing by 30.
Has Tim Banks underperformed to this point?
So far, yeah.
This season he has.
This season he has.
And
I think he'll get it turned around.
I mean, honestly, going back, he's had these droughts, too, throughout.
And then we'll end up playing a team like, let's just throw out, we'll play a team like Vanderbilt later on in the year. Vanderbilt's going to come in here and think they're going to score 45 points on us. And Tim Banks will throw up some kind of defensive game plan and shut them down. He'll have a game like that somewhere in this season.
Yeah, but you've got to be more consistent if you're Tim Banks. Let's get it right this week and take off the next. I mean, three weeks in a row he has underperformed. There's no doubt. What's the most disappointing position group this far?
So far, the defensive line. No pressure whatsoever.
Hands down.
Yep, agree. It can't be anything different.
Hands down, not even close.
Supposed to be dominant.
Yes, all offseason we've heard the defensive line is going to be just as good and probably even better than last season, and it sucks shit, man. To be honest with you,
let me tell you, somebody yesterday,
especially the interior.
Yeah, the tackles are they're none whatsoever. Someone who did something I thought was pretty boneheaded and just flat out stupid yesterday, and I'm starting to see a trend that
I don't remember it.
That he could do this the rest of the year, even though he is a lightning in a bottle and can make a play happen no matter what. But I wonder if his football IQ is there. Boo Carter, dude, you got three Georgia guys running straight at you. Why are you not getting out of the way or fair catching it? You can do that against UAB. You can do that against Tennessee School of the Deaf and Blind. You cannot do that against Georgia. Get away from the ball.
And props trying to make something happen. I get it, but man, like, you got to pick when and where to do it, and that was not.
You got to know.
That I mean, if we don't recover that ball, that's crazy difference right there.
Yeah, we got very lucky on that one.
Does Tennessee need to upgrade their secondary coach, Willie Martinez?
When we're healthy, we're.
But every year since Josh Heupel's been here, other than this year, then the injuries happen, the secondary is always our biggest question mark.
He's also, though, a fantastic recruiter, and that's going to be hard to replace. So I don't think it's time yet. I want to get McCoy and Ricky Gibson back and then find out what we have for sure. But not yet, but it's certainly worth talking about.
He's been here, what, consecutively, but what, 9 years?
There's something to say, though, about...
And he's not had any sort of promotion.
There's something to say about loyalty and keeping your coaching tree together. It's something that a lot of coaches can't do.
Yep. Who is your running back one right now?
Star Thomas.
Hands down, Star Thomas.
It's Star Thomas.
NCAA knew that before we did. This is off topic. This is kind of random, but I want to do say congratulations not only to the Vanderbilt Commodores, but more importantly to Theo Vaughn for securing a date with what's the little fella's name? The little feisty little Chihuahua guy. What's his name?
Mike Spank.
What's that Vanderbilt court? Diego. Doran Diego.
Diego?
Theo Vaughn is going to have a date with Diego's mom because of the bet that was made on Saturday. So I'm going to say congratulations, Theo. You are living the dream, brother.
Theo's such an idiot. Let's hit some over-under. Joey Aguilar, 350 passing yards versus UAB.
Under. He plays two quarters.
Yep, under. Yep. He might get the 300, maybe.
Yeah, more than likely it's going to be under. I would like to see him just go wild the first half. I'm telling you, man, like, if Tennessee wins that game, he's talking – I mean, we're talking Heisman.
We
right
are
now.
Talking Heisman. We still might talk Heisman about him because it certainly wasn't on him.
Chris Brazel, 2.5 touchdowns this Saturday.
I'm going to take the under, see what I said about Joey Aguilar. Brazel plays 2.5 quarters.
Yeah, under.
I'm going to go over. I think he goes crazy again. Tennessee gives up 10.5 points versus the Blazers.
We're going to give up 17 again because we're not going to start McCoy, Gibson. We're not starting those guys again this week. So
I'll go over. I think we'll give up 13 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go over too. I mean, Tim Banks has got to show us something at this point. UAB, 2.5 pre-snap penalties.
Over. This is not Georgia. They're not as disciplined.
Georgia didn't have any.
I know.
We had what, 5?
It's UAB. They're going to be nervous
at home.
Coming in here. The environment's going to be good. It's not going to be great, but it'll be social hour by second half, hopefully.
Yep.
I'm going to go under until Nealon starts performing like it used to. I'm pissed off. I'm petty about this, man.
I'll give them two.
It is pathetic.
I'll give them two just because they're a less team than Tennessee, and they'll be nervous about it.
We'll see. I hope. Let's see. Blurring Grimer says he blames Shame Umarov as well for the false start.
Yeah, he's the one who did it.
Whole sequence just, I don't know, it took forever.
See, Georgia players clapped their hands to simulate the snap.
Luca asked for a call-in number. There used to be, but it got too stupid, people trying to sell tractors. And
it ain't trade time.
So we decided
call-ins
to take that
call-ins don't
off.
Work for – these things anymore.
Hey, speaking of the clamp, did you guys watch the
Notre clamp?
Yeah, the clamp. Different kind of thing. Did you watch the Notre Dame Texas A&M game yesterday?
I did.
When the Notre Dame quarterback, out of frustration, his line was down and ready, but out of frustration, he clapped. But he's turned to the sideline and he claps, and the center snaps the ball 20 yards backwards. It was probably the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. I'm happy it happened to the Irish because I hate them. I like their coach, though, but I hate them.
Like their coach, right?
All right, we want to give a big shout-out to MBM Heating and Air. Thank you very much for sponsoring our podcast and making this segment possible. We look forward to telling our listeners more and more about MBM Heating and Air as the season goes on. We'll be right back with the giveaway from Hound Dogs Knoxville, your chance to win a $25 gift card to the best Tennessee sports store. Stick around, and we won't have any punishments, but one of us has to dip our hand into the cup of misfortune for missing the football pick'ems. We'll be right back.
MBM Heating and Air, making your comfort our business. MBM Heating and Air is all Vol and proud sponsors of Vols Deep. We offer Goodman, Amana, Daikin, and all other major brands of HVAC brands of ducted and ductless systems. Generator installation, tank and tankless water heater service and installation and gas piping. We have 24-hour on-call service. 100% financing with approved credit. Our office phone number is 423-346-2626. We look forward to hearing from you. Go Vols!
Freedom Motors is the local pre-owned car dealer who does more for you than any other dealer around. You want convenience? You can check out their entire line of vehicles online at freedommotorstn.com. And when you find what you like, they'll bring the vehicle right to your door. That's a dealer who cares about you and your time. Shop Freedom Motors today, and let's get you in your new ride.
Keep freedom.
Orange Shield Insurance, the do-it-all insurance company serving all of Tennessee. Free insurance quotes and free insurance advice. Just visit the Orange Shield Insurance Facebook page. home, auto, business, commercial, professional, rentals, renters, boat, RV, motorcycles, ATV, valuables, events, life, and much, much more. 865-742-1672 is the number to call or text. That's 865-742-1672. Give my friend Steven, a true BFL, a call or text today.
Well,
he said an AA, so he probably did get some good experience up there. Yeah, if you get too low, which sucks, that's whenever you're not going to get the full experience, because they've kind of done away with the true fans getting the bottom. We are back, by the way. Sorry, talking to some TikTok people. Welcome back to the final segment of the Vols Deep podcast. This segment is presented by our great friends at Hound Dogs Knoxville. This is our football pick'em segment. Spur, let the people know who this week's and last week's listener winner is.
Believe it or not, our winner for this week is, he said he had a really rough week of football, but it's Coach Ryan Jackson. Coach Ryan Jackson,
there you go,
it's
Ryan.
I think it's his first ever win on the podcast. So Ryan's won this week. I'll get in touch with you, get your information. I'll just bring it by and knock on your door because you won't be there. He's never at home when I go over there anymore. Otherwise, we're about to do our pickles for these next 10 games. These 10 games will be posted to our Vols Deep podcast Facebook page, hopefully whenever this show's over tonight. And comment under this post only. The winner receives a $25 Hound Dogs gift card and some swag from the Vols Deep podcast.
Can I put my name in the comments and win a prize too?
You've been doing good this year, so maybe.
Last week's loser, going 5-5, decided to leave the country tonight and be on a plane somewhere. Joshua Jackson went 5-5 last week, so he must draw out of the cup of misfortune.
Who won though?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah. That's what I want to hear.
Josh, are you listening somewhere?
I'm gonna draw.
Polly says we do a great job on the show. Thank you very much.
Josh is on an airplane somewhere right now, so hold that for me. All right, Josh, I'm drawing your punishment for you.
Josh
has to get the Ryan Day Bar nipple tattoo. Or nipple piercing.
Yes.
Nipple piercing. Ryan Day nipple piercing. Ryan Day nipple piercing for Josh.
Yes.
Where is he at?
I don't know. But
Josh, you have to get your nipple pierced.
The Ryan Day.
Let it be one nipple. Just one.
You did put new ones in here this year. I like it.
Where are you at, Josh? Hey, if he don't respond, he's just going to have to do it.
He's just going to have to do it. Ryan Day Bar nipple pierce.
When you give him a Petros nipple piercing.
I'm scared. I can't lose
him. Hey, Lee, you still in the comments? We need some help with that.
They just heat that bad boy up a little bit and just stick it right through there.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to make a note of that real fast.
Make that.
We're just going to make him do it. Josh nipple piercing.
And he's got to coach every game he's in with no undershirt on.
He gets suspended for that one.
Yeah. Get canceled. That's a bad one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I really wish he was listening. All right.
He's overall, on the airplane right now.
Overall records, week one, Spanky won. Week two, I won. Week three, us three went 7-3. Spur was closest on the points.
Oh.
What I guess on my points? I must have went high.
Spur went 59 points.
All right.
Spanky went 39. I went 45.
Dang.
All right, game one, Thursday night football. Miami Dolphins at the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Hey, will you pull Josh's picks up for me?
I'm trying to right now. I'm sorry.
Also going with my Bills as well. I shouldn't say that. I'm not committed. I'm not committed to no NFL team. I'm sure he picked the Bills.
Josh took the Bills. I got him here.
Game two, Texas Tech at Utah.
I've actually liked what Texas Tech has done lately. I'm going to go ahead and take them.
Give me Texas Tech.
Who did Josh take?
He took Texas Tech.
I'm going to take Texas Tech as well. I really want to take Utah, but Texas Tech looks good. Game three, Michigan at Nebraska. This is a sneaky good game.
It's a sneaky good game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Wolverines. I take Michigan. Josh takes Michigan.
So nobody's taking Mini Mahomes.
Give me the Cornhuskers.
Man, this is tough. Yeah, give me Nebraska. I'll take Nebraska. Game four, South Carolina at Missouri.
Oof. I'm taking Missouri.
Is there any update on South Carolina quarterback?
I don't know. I've not heard.
Josh takes Missouri.
M-I-Z.
It's a tough environment to play in. They get rowdy down there. Let me tell you something.
You can almost not have a conversation
with the guy sitting next to you.
They do not. It is awful.
This is at Missouri, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me the Tigers.
I was really hoping somebody would take South Carolina because they're going to get rolled. I've got Missouri as well. Game five, another sneaky, sneaky good game. Illinois at Indiana.
I hope Indiana wins, but Illinois has been on a roll. Give me Illinois. Josh takes Illinois.
Illinois.
We're not going to have many differences this week, I'm afraid. There's not many good games.
Shoot, there's some good games. Illinois. You know what? Let's roll Indiana.
Is that a rivalry game?
Let's shake it up. Probably. Let's shake it up a little bit. I'm going to go Indiana. Florida at Miami.
Is anybody going to take Florida?
Nope.
Miami around the board. Josh as well?
Yep.
Poor Gators. I love it.
I do too.
Oh, they look good against South Florida, didn't they?
1-3, half their team goes to the transfer portal.
Game seven, Syracuse at the Fighting Dabo Sweeneys.
Ranked number 35 in the country now, suddenly. Give me Clemson.
Clemson.
Josh takes Clemson.
What if, though?
What if?
I don't know. That Syracuse coach made his boys run into that game last night.
They got sprints. They did. They pulled a Herb.
He did.
Yeah. It's like the Miracle movie, right? Go out there and run some more.
I ain't going to say which team it was Saturday, but one of the middle league teams, man. Damn, that coach had their players doing push-ups constantly on the sidelines. Purdue at Notre Dame.
Wait, who was your pick? Clemson?
Yes. Okay. Game eight, Purdue at Notre Dame.
Thanks. Both Josh and I take Notre Dame.
Notre Dame as well.
God.
That's what you get for picking last. You should jump in there first.
Daggum, boys. Yeah, I'm going to go Notre Dame. They 0-2, they are desperate. I'd love to see them go down.
We had a good week of college football this week, so I think next week's kind of going to be mid.
AP poll, they refuse to take Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. You know why that is, right? Because they got no one else on the rest of their schedule, so they know they can't put them back in because they ain't got no one else to beat.
Yeah. Game nine, Tulane at Ole Miss.
I don't think there's any way Ole Miss loses this game. Give me Ole Miss. Josh says the same.
Haughty toddy, gosh almighty.
God, Ole Miss. This will be a good one, though. Auburn at Oklahoma plus the total points.
Give me Oklahoma 53. Josh takes Oklahoma 50.
I
good friend of mine named Josh Moore is a big Auburn fan. I'm probably going to go to an Auburn game with him one day this year. And but Josh, I'm sorry.
You're not going to Ward Eagle it?
Boomer Sooner.
Total points.
55.
I'm going to go Oklahoma. I'm going to go 49. Hope my Oklahoma defense steps up for me here.
Again, these 10 games will be on the Vols Deep Podcast Facebook page. Tiebreaker will be the total points scored for the Auburn-Oklahoma game. So make sure you include that on your comments. The winner will receive a $25 gift card from the greatest Tennessee sports memorabilia clothing store there is. That's Hound Dogs in Knoxville. Visit them online, hddoxville.com.
Yeah, this will probably be posted around Wednesday. I'll schedule the post tonight, and we'll have a good time. 18,000 likes now. We had 15,000 likes before they cut us off. So, great night on TikTok. Thank you all very, very much on there. Especially, y'all get behind the scenes with all of it. So,
Can we film Josh getting that tattoo or that piercing?
Yes, we will. Yes, Josh will be getting the nips pierced. All right, thank you all for watching. We'll be back next week. We appreciate all of you that listen to us after we air this as well. You can rewatch on YouTube and Facebook. And as always, our podcast will stream on all podcast audio formats. And forever, go Vols, baby.
Go Vols. Go Vols.